It's looked beautiful from my perspective here at the bandstand where all the music's happening. There have been people wandering up and down. We've had, I would say, at least 50 people listening to music at a time, but they've also been interspersed. We've been really lucky this year to have three different venues inside where people can gather, do activities, learn about local initiatives, and also see all sorts of different art. There's been dance presentations and craft presentations. The Repair Cafe is happening. It's been great.
How much growth have you seen over the course of time, this being the third annual?
The change in venue makes it a little harder to measure. It's like how much water is in a cup of a different size, but this doesn't feel, I don't think, as shoulder to shoulder as it was when we were all at the farmers market last year. But the fact that the organizers were able to expand to more venues and partner with more organizations to make that happening, I think that really speaks to the growth.
We're with John Farmer, a volunteer with Earth Day Grey Bruce, third annual. John, how good is this for the city of Owen Sound and for the region to have a function like this?
Oh, I think it's great. We've got people from all across Grey County who are here today to both talk about what their organizations are doing, but also just participants, folks that I used to run into pre-pandemic before the market who haven't been back since, but they came up today to catch the music and see the parade and all the events. And I think it's really helpful to give people an opportunity to gather and to learn about all the wonderful things that are happening, because it's easy to feel like you don't know who to call or you don't know about all the great things that people are making happen. But this is an example of how many people are working hard to support the environment and each other.
What I found impressive, John, was that the demographic here, you have toddlers and you have seniors, so it's pretty inclusive.
Absolutely. I was marveling at that myself during the water ceremony, where there were people with their kids in strollers, there were seniors who had brought were sitting in their walkers or had brought their own chairs. The earth connects us, and the turnout today definitely shows that people across the age spectrum are interested.
Last couple of questions for John Farmer, based on your connection to this. How big do you think Earth Day Grey Bruce can grow as the years go by?
Oh, I don't think that there's a limit there, Fred. I think that the more that we advertise and the more that we involve different, even school groups. Today there's art being showcased and projects being showcased that have been done by local students. The more that we involve people early on in their lives, I think the more interest there is. I can imagine in a year or two that we might even fill this block, but who knows? Maybe the snow kept some people away today even.